Tonight, our assistant Tonto, Diane Shoshin Fitzgerald Osho, will give our encouragement talk. Diane is not only the assistant Tonto, but also a Dharma holder in Boundless Way Zen.
Anything I could say to you is something that you already know, and you've already heard many times at this session, and heard and have known your entire life. But my job is to offer you some words of encouragement. And each one of us, as Kate so beautifully described last night, these broken pipes with the water, the crystal clear water, spilling out of them effortlessly and complete and whole in themselves. Each one of us, a wisdom being in this way. And so often, we're not willing to believe that. But it is true. And also, all of us, as our teachers have been calling us throughout the session, all of us bodhisattvas. The story of the bodhisattva is that each one of us has deferred our time in nirvana, where we could be at ease, in bliss. Instead, we chose these lives with all of our messy problems and sorrows and complications. We actually chose this, and they are exactly perfect for each one of us in the way that the universe, even in all of its great chaos now, is somehow, in a way we can't understand, exactly perfect. So the bodhisattva vow that we have been studying at this session, saving all beings. We vow to save all beings. And our teachers have talked about the impossibility of this vow. And for me, as I'm sure for all of you, this is a great koan, a life koan. And I ask myself, what is it that we are saving the beings from? And I, for me, I think it is we are saving all beings from isolation, from separation, that each being, sentient and non-sentient beings that populate our world and the universe, past, present, and future, cannot be in isolation. Can only be in relationship. And it is this great relationship that is one of the beautiful teachings of our Buddhist path, that all of us are co-arise, all of us dependent on each other. All of us, really nothing except in relation to each other. So these many beings that depend on us to actualize themselves, the beings, the bricks in the walkway that come alive when we see them, and the leaves that come alive when we hear them, and the breath. So simple, but needing our attention. And so the first pure precept of not knowing, this not knowing is actually the only thing that we do know. Everything else is just a product of causes and conditions that will change forever and ever. And someday, maybe each one of us affected by dementia can't remember a bit of it. But this not knowing, I think this will stay with us. The breath in, the breath out. What is there to know in that? What is there to remember? And the second pure precept, bearing witness, being present. This being present and attentive can only happen in this very time and place. Not some idea of it, only the very specifics of our experience right this moment. And so, with this mind of not knowing, this mind of presence, we join together with Buddhists throughout the world who are now celebrating Rahatsu. All of us together with all beings in our devotion, in our repentance, in our great joy at this opportunity to be a bodhisattva.